Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Robert Dickerson, the Director of Product Innovation and Strategy at VernetX Holding Corporation, an internet security software and technology company. And Mr. Dickerson, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me.
May the pleasure is certainly ours. Looking forward to hearing from you today in all regards. So tell me, who is VernetX and how does the company differentiate from its competitors?
Sure. So VernetX is an internet security and technology company that was founded back in 2005. So as you said, we're a publicly traded company. And we have a broad patent portfolio for securing real-time communication over the internet. So our patented technology was originally developed for the U.S. intelligence community, and the team of scientists and inventors of this technology has been part of VernetX since its founding, and have really been at the forefront of building this innovative technology and software into the products that we offer. So our patented technology, just to tell you a little bit about it, enables instant, private, and encrypted communication between parties to occur on the public internet. So this happens regardless of the device you're using, your physical location, or the network environment you might be in. Since our security is implemented really entirely in software, these virtual networks can be created on demand without the need for expensive networking hardware or time-consuming ICT setup to implement. So our technology really simplifies the complex networking concepts and security boundaries and creates this really simple and easy to use user experience for managing your network and administrating it. So we've incorporated our patented technology and software into this new modern and cloud native platform that we're calling the VernetX One platform. So this platform that we're offering to customers creates a simple and easy to use user experience for this management that we've been talking about and consolidates insights into a single dashboard view, so that IT administrators can really get that deep network control and visibility as to what's happening. And customers can use a platform to secure a wide variety of applications and use cases. So over the last year, we've launched two new products, both of which are built on this VernetX One platform. The first one is War Room, which is our video conferencing and meeting solution. And it secures the exchange and privacy of information between trusted party without you having to worry about eavesdropping or data breaches when you're having these conferences. And Matrix is a way that we provide secure private access to the enterprise applications, services, and infrastructure that your remote workforce needs to access regardless of the employee's location or device.
Well, that certainly is some great feedback coming from you, and thanks for sharing an overview and summary of what VernetX is and what the company is doing. Pretty exciting stuff. Now, if you would tell us about Matrix by delving into the product's key features and benefits, that would be some good information there as well.
Yeah, sure. So let's talk about really the three dynamic challenges we see facing enterprises first. So the first thing is the growth in the remote and hybrid workforce. So workers now are transitioning between the office, at home, and on the go. And you know, that started being driven by the pandemic, but it's only accelerated and is going to continue in the future. So the challenge for enterprises is really to support this growing hybrid workforce and the need to provide secure access from over the internet to their critical business applications, services, and really the infrastructure that the workers need to do their day-to-day job. And because these remote and hybrid workers often use their personal devices and they go on unsafe, you know, public networks, which are outside of the enterprise's control, these employees are really highly susceptible to cyber attacks. So to help them get their jobs done efficiently and without interruptions, remote workers require really easy and secure access to the applications, their business applications, regardless of what their device they're using or where they are. And in addition, IT teams need tools that offer visibility control over these employees that they are assigned to protect. So the second area we see the challenge is cloud computing growth. So this has rapidly expanded as the enterprise continue to move their applications and services into the cloud. And the cloud offers scalability, operations, and development efficiency, and remote access benefits for the workforce. However, the concern now is that you're shifting all this critical data into the cloud, and that's resulted in these security blind spots and the need for enterprises to control access and understand how that information is being used, who's accessing it, and where it's going. And the final challenge and area we see is just these unrelenting threats to the enterprise, which continue to get easier and easier and cheaper for threat actors to use and attack businesses. So on the front lines, really protecting these hybrid workforces are these busy IT teams and security professionals. And these folks are often overworked, they're under resources, and they're really trying to fight against these relentless cyber attacks, but they're frequently losing those high stakes battles. So the leaders within these businesses are looking for security solutions and partnerships that can really help ease the burden on their teams, allowing them to operate more effectively and efficiently. So Matrix looks to solve these three challenges, providing this interface for this hybrid workforce to now securely access these enterprise applications that might be stored in the cloud or on-premise. And so it protects these applications and really allows the workforce to seamlessly and securely work from anywhere. So with Matrix, you know, the enterprises can really deliver this modern, secure, and seamless user experience without the need for legacy VPNs or exposing applications to threat by just putting them on the public internet. So it's really six key areas and benefits that we see around Matrix. The first is that we secure a wide variety of use cases. So we provide the flexibility to secure self-hosted web applications, remote desktop, things like remote administration and open source software. All these things can be secured very easily with Matrix and protected. The second area is we remove the attack surface. So applications that you secure behind Matrix are invisible on the internet, both to the public and unauthorized users. So we're able to eliminate those external threats and attacks because the threat actors can't even see or find the application to attack. Third area is we offer secure communication links. So we encrypt the communication links directly between the users and the applications in really a peer-to-peer style. So we're able to keep that data secure and under the control of the business. Fourth area is limiting lateral movement. So the applications are segmented into these virtual networks, which only provides least privileged access for different users to access them. It really provides a granular access to specific applications. Fifth thing, as I talked a little bit about in the last one, is this least privileged access. So it's network access to the applications determined by their identity, and they only get the applications that they need on that specific device or at that specific time. And the final area and benefit that we see is it really delivers a modern and secure user experience, right? So we're able to seamlessly connect these users to the private applications, but it doesn't impact how they were doing their job before, and it operates the same way wherever they are, whatever device they're using for. So it really creates that seamless experience for them. And if you're interested, a lot of these features that I'm talking about are part of what's called a zero trust architecture or zero trust network access. And we have some white papers on our website. If you're interested in more details on that, you can go and learn more about that type of architecture if you're interested.
Certainly appreciate the thorough response there in getting into the key features and benefits of Matrix. Now, who would you say is VernetX's ideal customer and target market?
Sure. So our ideal customers are really cybersecurity leadership. So think of the CISOs, CSOs, and really professionals with a focus on improving the enterprise security posture, increasing workforce productivity, and providing that agility for businesses to respond to security threats and consolidating the security operations across the enterprise. So what we're finding is that these enterprise security leaders are really looking for security solutions and partnerships that can ease the burden on their teams, allowing them to operate more effectively and efficiently. So there's five key areas that we look for in our key customer, in our ideal customers. So the first one is leadership. So these customers are really prioritizing security within their organization, and they're using it as a differentiator in their business to differentiate themselves from competitors, but to also achieve compliance in order to operate. So they really understand the impact of cybersecurity risk on their brand, their reputation, and their customers. Second key area is there's an internal security champion. So this could be the CISO or equivalent security officer. But they're really focused on cybersecurity intelligence and threat prevention and focused on reducing that cyber risk for the business. Third key area we see is that the business has a budget to invest in cybersecurity. So it's really investing in prioritizing security based on business needs and best practices. while also balancing those costs and trying to maximize the effectiveness of their solution. You know, some businesses, larger businesses, have over 40 different cybersecurity tools in operation. So it's important that you have a budget, but you're also able to maximize the effectiveness of that budget and the solutions that you select to secure your enterprise. Fourth area, as we see, is that they have a distributed workforce, and that's becoming more and more common for all types of businesses nowadays. But they have a need there to actually secure and access information remotely for their employees. And the fifth area we've started to see is really that they're able to prioritize business agility, right? And so this is looking for security solutions that aid them in their digital transformations, and they can use them to both scale their business and adapt as the needs change in the future. Because in cybersecurity, things are constantly adapting and changing, just like they are in the digital transformation initiatives. So our products are designed for customers across a wide variety of verticals, including healthcare, legal, finance, public safety, and government. And I just want to give you two quick examples of some of our customers. So, you know, when we think about security, we think about creating solutions for someone like a public defender, and they have a high-profile case where they live, that lives are on the line, right, in this case, and they're worried about whether the prosecutor, or the media is going to compromise their information. So they're looking for solutions that provide their lawyers the way to securely communicate both internally, but also with their clients and witnesses to share information without fear of compromise. And the second customer, I think, is a good example, is the intelligent shared community. So this is a community that's actively collaborating with industry, critical infrastructure, and public safety to share time-sensitive information about cybersecurity threats and attacks so they can take action to protect themselves. And then aside from the customer, there's also two areas that our product is really focused on in terms of an end user. So we look at the IT administrators, security professionals. Like I was talking about before, you know, these folks are working long hours, they have shrinking budgets, there's talent shortages, they're stretched thin. You know, how can Vernetix help those professionals improve the security posture of their organization, increase their productivity, and really consolidate that security about visibility across the enterprise using our products? And the second one, end user, is the employees, right? They need access to information to do their job, whether that's, you know, in the office or on the go. And they need to access it any time of day from anywhere. And so our products are really designed to deliver that secure and seamless user experience where those corporate policies can still be enforced, but employees can still get their job done.
Fantastic details here today, and you certainly serve a lot of sectors, and we really appreciate your joining us here today to introduce Vernetix to the audience. Today, we're speaking with Robert Dickerson, Director of Product Innovation and Strategy at Vernetix Holding Corporation, which is on the New York Stock Exchange under VHC, an internet security software and technology company here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, today's remote workforce is certainly vulnerable. What are some of the best practices that you do recommend that can combat against threats that are plaguing enterprises today?
Well, Eric, there's really no doubt that today's remote workforce is vulnerable, right? They're the tip of the spear. They're often the easiest to compromise by threat actors. And so I want to expand a little bit on the vulnerabilities we see, in particular within the video conferencing space. So as I mentioned before, we've created War Room to deliver the War Room product to deliver a closed and private video conferencing and meeting solution that secures that exchange of information between trusted parties, where you don't have to worry about eavesdropping or data breaches. And the vision for War Room was this virtual location where people could meet and securely exchange information, ideas, and form plans regardless of where they were, what device they were operating on. But as I mentioned about our customers, you know, it's particularly those in legal, public safety, healthcare, et cetera, they're really sensitive. They have sensitivity around those discussions where the gravity and the consequences of the decisions means those discussions are not happening in a public space or around the water cooler, right? Information leaks could have real life consequences. So for those types of discussions, if you were in person, you would be having those in a closed conference room, right? So why would we not carry that same level of security and privacy over when we move to the virtual space and carry that same sort of weight and sensitivity to the discussions? So that's why we created War Room, to create these isolated virtual conference rooms where all the participants in the meeting are first authenticated and verified before they can even join the meeting. And then their communications are encrypted so the discussions taking place can only be with the participants involved. You know, meeting links are authorized and authenticated participants by the meeting host. So things like Zoom bombing is eliminated now because just knowing the meeting link or clicking on the link doesn't give you access to the meeting itself. For unauthorized participants in War Room, if they get access to that link, the meeting just doesn't exist. They're not put in a waiting room or anything. They're automatically blocked from joining and will not have access to the meeting topic, participants, or the meeting itself. So War Room is really this alternate approach to eliminating all public access to meetings and really protecting the sensitivity of those conversations. And unfortunately, third-party conferencing tools have created these features like waiting rooms, which really give a false sense of security around the meeting because you're still not enforcing participant authentication, and you're really pushing that over to the meeting host to actually verify that all the people in the meeting are who they say they are.
That is certainly some very important information, stuff that you never think about. So we appreciate your advice in those regards. Now, as enterprises and corporations evaluate video conferencing solutions, what are some of the features they should consider at the top of mind?
So I think, one of the things is that threat actors often find the easiest way into the enterprises to trick employees and attack the public applications and infrastructures for vulnerability and misconfiguration. So the products we discussed today could really help business communications and applications protect them from a wide variety of threats while still growing your remote workforce and scaling your business.
Hey, good stuff there, and thanks for that. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a final word, or any key tips or takeaways that you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is just understanding the threats that are out there, understanding how easy it is for attackers to really inexpensively scale and attack your business and exploit your employees and your infrastructure. So just understanding that and being able to protect yourself. Take a look at the Zero Trust architecture that we talked about before. That's one area that our platform fits into, and we're seeing a growing demand and shift in enterprise security solutions to Zero Trust. So I would say take a look at that and explore how you can integrate a Zero Trust approach into your existing security solution.
Well, Mr. Dickerson, again, we want to thank you for your time and for what you do on behalf of Burnett X Holding Corporation and for joining us here today. Where can listeners get further details and also to be in contact accordingly?
Yeah, so the best way is you can find more information about us on our website, burnettx.com. And we have information there about our products and white papers and support information. So yeah, go check us out and let us know if there's any information, contact us on our website as well, if there's other information that you're interested in learning about.
Again, listeners, it is burnettx.com. Mr. Dickerson, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
Always my pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Robert Dickerson, the Director of Product Innovation and Strategy at Burnett X Holding Corporation, which is on the stock exchange under the letters VHC, an internet security software and technology company. And for all the details, once again, it is VernetX.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.